So at the moment, you're on a tour and you're in the middle at the moment, is that right? Where have you come from to come to London?
We are coming from a tour. It's a European tour. It's sponsored by the government of Argentina. It began in Paris in the Cité Universitaire. And then we went to the Netherlands. And after that, we came here in London. We've been rehearsing and practicing in the room, to perform today.
How have the other performances gone so far?
Were wonderful. For example, at Université in Paris, it is at Argentinian House, because you know it's a university campus, and there's a lot of houses where students they live. There's wonderful culture activities there, and they organize concerts and conference and expositions. It was very exciting for us to be there because there were many students there that we could explain our experience as well. And in Breda, it was nice as well. The public is very warm, and it was a beautiful church, beautiful piano, and we really felt very comfortable there.
When you mentioned about when you were in Paris, many of the students spoke to you. What kind of questions do people ask generally?
There was a French woman who came to the concert because her daughter was an harpist and she was blind. And she wanted to know the way of rhythm scores that we use. Well, she didn't go with her daughter. She went on her own. But she asked us after the concert about many things, and we be in touch to help her or to give us our experience or her life after losing the sight.
You've done a lot of published work about how to read music and how reading music can be made more accessible. How is it that you both read music?
The work of research about technology in general for musicians, for blind musicians. I explained a little bit about all the technologies the musicians can achieve at that moment, because it was in 2010, a long time ago. There's some more and more new technologies now, but it was especially for teachers or the professors in Argentina, for them to know a little bit about the tools visually impaired musicians have. Yeah. All over the world, because in Argentina, they don't use so much technology. They only use Braille.
And what are you most looking forward to about the performance this evening?
Well, we are very excited, and we can help other pianists or other musicians who are in similar situations, or perhaps a professor or a teacher has a visually impaired student and doesn't know how to manage that situation, or perhaps someone knows someone is losing the sight and he is a pianist, or he or she is losing the sight and is a pianist and doesn't know perhaps how to manage that, and perhaps can find in our experience, in our performances, a kind of a way to reach, because we only want to show the people how we manage that situation till we lost our sight 7 years ago. We were partially sighted, but we used to use the convention music notation. We found this way of reading, and we perhaps could help another pianist in similar situations, perhaps.